He came here. All right. This is, it is 1 o'clock on Tuesday, January 12th, 2016. This is the Newcastle County Council Boards and Commissions Subcommittee meeting. I am Councilwoman Lisa Diller, and we have present council members Kilpatrick, Smiley, and Cartier. And Anthony DeFury is taking the minutes. As I see it, we have one candidate resume for Mr. Blaskowitz for the pension board, and he is not a reappointment because he, but he did serve on the pension board, so he would be coming back on the pension board, and everyone should have his resume. If you don't have any copies, so any comments?
Yes, Councilman Smiley on the record. I'm moving this forward for appointment to the pension board. Mr. Blaskowitz, as you said, had served in the past. He resigned with several others. Some quick background is that I was in the government center, and I was advised that due to a pension board member being hired by Newcastle County, a vacancy was created. When I got here to the office the next day or whatever, I started my research looking at the rules to make sure. And ironically, in a day or two while I was looking, I got a call from Mr. Blaskowitz, said if there was a vacancy, he would be interested in serving. Since he had served in the past, and I found him to be well versed in the board. So I proffered his name. That being said, a couple of things I think need to be addressed, or at least I feel I want to bring them to the attention of this committee. In the past, this committee formed reactively, whatever you want to call it, but we were getting multiple nominations for the same position. Council members were concerned that we didn't want to embarrass them by bringing in the candidate. That being said, I don't know how that being council is promoted when Councilman Weiner sent an email to all fellow councilmen, the press, and an individual who I consider a private citizen. Because although he, and that's Mr. Clark, although he's performing an investigation for the FCC now, he has not been in the investigation. They hired him for the investigation. And when you put something out and say, good morning, everyone, I'm writing to let everyone know that I intend to file an ethics commission complaint against Dave Blaster based on prior alleged misconduct, going against prior tenders of the FCC. Wrong. It's not wrong to follow if you think it happened. It's a problem. To put this out there, an allegation, because now I don't think it's going to be what this council is going to do. Especially trying to get people to agree to serve on our boards and commissions. Now they have to worry about council members putting stuff like this out, sending it to the press. It's just plain wrong. And further, compound the issue. When you have this, well, we allow the Office of Human Resources to respond to a request. Councilman Weiner, here's the information requested by Councilman Weiner, but sent to his aide, Lou Pinkel. And again, this is all public information, so I'm going to go. But the fact that someone from Human Resources would disseminate information with the subject line, Dace Blaskowitz, Ethics Commission complaint, / pension board nomination, that compounds the wrongs of the whole the whole system. Now, there's another complaint, you can file during the process. I have absolutely no problem. I don't have any relationship with Mr. Washington, anyone I do anyone else. I tried, and I always believe, and I still do, perfectly, the board's in position. Genuine report to them. And years before me, the makeup of the board is decided. And I believe they're made up, so we have the quality of representation, diversity,
where his expertise will be helped, and he's been there for 4 weeks. So, of course, he's no longer able to serve in that position, and there is an opportunity for the House to replace him in his place. If he was in shock, given the information that had been shared with me and with other friends of the that he had been
reviewed, and generally they have come to the executive session to discuss things. But there have been times where there have been people nominated and a vote on the same day. So that is not unprecedented. Mr. Smart. Mr. Blaskowitz reportedly had
just as intended, and refused to send it. Reportedly, both county employee Richard Pratt and CAO David Grimaldi asked Mr. Blaskowitz why he recused, and specifically whether he had a conflict. Mr. Blaskowitz reportedly refused to answer the question, said he would send his response in writing. The following week, he reportedly resigned from the pension board via a written letter of resignation. That letter simply states, "I resign," without any explanation. Now, I've had copied as other things on an email from Mr. Smiley, who responded to this, dated December 30th, who says, "Good morning, I'm talking about the break. I'm writing to let everyone know that I'm introducing a resolution to appoint Jace Blaskowitz back to the vacancy created in Mr. Kenneth Porter of new employment with Newcastle County Government. Thank you for your time and have a safe new year." This thing caused me great concern because I'm concerned about the sanctity, ethics, the viability of our pension board. And so the same day, a little over an hour later, I sent an email to everyone that he had talked to about the request and the investigation. Good morning, everybody. I'm writing to let you know that I intend to file an ethics commission complaint against this bill based upon his prior election. In the context of the former prior tenure of the FDA, it wasn't at all. I then received the audit. Gardner is going to book a 10-day resolution that she made me aware of. I do, as you know, I do not accept emails from your personal email. That being said, I applaud anyone who knows of a possible ethics violation in case you happen to have addressed. In addition, I am curious as to when you became aware of said violations, since you are not in college for any action. According to Grimaldi, Rogue members for a friend of yours, who is now a county. Thank you for your time. If you choose to respond, I would ask that it be here to county email by the first account to review this and this. Mr. Smiley's chief is not to read my emails. That's his choice. I choose not to read the county email. Go on, he says, that I'm curious as to when you became aware of the violation. Well, as many members of council, we have been briefed by Mr. Maldi on this, and so it is only allegations. I don't know it firsthand, and in the complaint that I said I would file, which I did, to get this commission, I probably worded it to make sure that they were allegations. The fact that Mr. Blaskowitz had immediately resigned, I felt there was no need to file a complaint against him. But since his name was presented again to this council for consideration, I didn't want to wait for keeping the secret or under that. I wanted council to know specifically what the allegations were, and I worded them in such a way as to not, and I'm speaking in the public realm. So number one, it's protected speech. Number two, I haven't said anything except these are allegations. And whether or not I base this upon speech provided by the CEO doesn't make it true or not. What it says is they're allegations. What is these allegations? They're very serious. And I can't imagine any council member going to support so, you know, on a quick basis, expedited basis, with the appointment of someone who the possibility that there's any merit to these complaints. When there are so many other people in this world who serve and would not have this cloud over them. So going on to reference the fact that this appointee was, quote unquote, a friend of mine. This was no friend of mine. didn't know him. I don't like the reference. And if Mr. Smiley wants to describe his value or modus operandi to me, he can do that. It's a matter of knowledge. That's the first thing that he's going to do. He is a friend of his. He came to his father. That's a fact. Please let me continue. That's fine. But the inference was, then I accept that. But you didn't bother to check that with me. You just made an inference to all the members of County Council. Now, I'm coming near my end. I have filed an investigation. The tape is coming over. It'll be presented as well as other tapes to the Ethics Commission for investigation, as well as the documents which I did receive, which have already been sent to the Ethics Commission. I would urge Council not to consider reappointing Jason Blaskowitz until or unless this investigation is done with alacrity. I worked as quickly as I could to come up with another nominee who doesn't have it back. And by our council rules, I can present this today. I'm sorry that this came to
you. You're welcome.
Let the record reflect, Madam Chairwoman, that's very good.
Yes, I am good.
Okay, well, I just want the record to reflect that. I'm now going to hand out a transcript for another person that I would like to present as I roll by Madam Chair.
Yes, eyes are rolling.
I'm sorry, but I have to do what I have to do to protect the citizens of New Castle County,
yes.
Even if Madam Chair is eyes rolling. Please hand out, please. Got a second version of it that I'll have to do that with. That's great. I'll do that second.
Show that Councilman Smiley was accidentally omitted from receiving the second distribution.
I can give you this. Go ahead.
I don't know.
Oh, you don't have nothing?
My apologies. Who's
you're
missing?
Good excellence.
Yes.
You're missing this. Just hand one of those.
I'd like to nominate Daryl Brooks Brown, CFA. Mr. Brown served as portfolio manager for DuPont Company Pensions and has since moved into a group that is still involved with DuPont Actuarial and Services called DCM Private Markets Group. He is highly regarded in his field, articulate and widely published. He earned his BS in mathematics at the University of Texas, his MBA at University of Delaware, and a CFA charter holder. His corporate headquarters is Greater Parkway, which is off of Concord Pike. And he's very active in local community groups, including the University of Delaware. Now, I realize that I don't have the opportunity to have him considered tonight, but I think that would be inappropriate anyway. I'm pleased to see that Mr. Blaskowitz's nomination is going to be tabled to the extent that that provides some solace, that's fine, but I think that the rules should be re-examined so that we don't have another time that this unprecedented event happens again, where we have potential to vote on that right the same day that we're considering. That was not the spirit and the concept when we introduced boards and commissions.
Anything under other? Yes.
As these people work together at DuPont, I presume this is a friend of Mr. Porter, who vacated the position?
This is a coworker. He worked underneath Kenneth Porter and possesses his expertise. This is a quote that I added from Kenneth Porter. He's highly regarded as field articulate and widely published. The rest of the information came from the intranet. The other bio just came from Mr. Brown himself. On my way in from to the office, received this by email.
Any public comment? Do we have a motion?
I just had a motion with adjournment. We don't even have a quorum.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.